Nvidia loses nearly $600 billion in biggest single-day market loss in history. Tech giant Nvidia saw stock prices crash on Monday following investor concerns that low-cost Chinese artificial intelligence models could negatively affect sales of the company's chips. Nvidia shares fell from Friday's closing price of $142.62 to $118.51 by the end of Monday, a decline of nearly 17%. The collapse in share value wiped out $593.7 billion in the company's market capitalization. The tech-focused NASDAQ index declined by more than 3% on Monday. Nvidia's market crash followed investor concerns about the impact of the open-source AI model DeepSeek developed by a Chinese startup. The $593 billion market cap wipeout for Nvidia stock on Monday was a record one-day loss for any company on Wall Street. It was more than double the previous loss by Nvidia in September 2024. Researchers from Hangzhou-based DeepSeek wrote in a paper last month that the DeepSeek V3 model, launched on January 10, used Nvidia's lower capability H800 chips for training at a cost of less than $6 million. DeepSeek R1, released last week, is 20 to 50 times cheaper to use than OpenAI's O1 model, depending on the task. Investors are worried that the emergence of a low-cost Chinese AI model could threaten the dominance of AI leaders such as Nvidia. The hype around AI has powered a huge inflow of capital into equities in the past 18 months, inflating valuations and lifting stock markets to new highs. If it's true that DeepSeek is the proverbial better mousetrap, that could disrupt the entire AI narrative that has helped drive the markets over the last 2 years, said Brian Jacobson, chief economist at Annex Wealth Management in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. It could mean less demand for chips, less need for a massive build-out of power production to fuel the models, and less need for large-scale data centers. However, it could also mean that AI becomes more accessible and help kickstart the development of a wide array of useful applications. Daniel Ives, managing director and global head of technology research at Wedbush Securities, dismissed the market reaction to DeepSeek. "No U.S. Global 2000 is going to use a Chinese startup DeepSeek to launch their AI infrastructure and use cases. At the end of the day, there is only one chip company in the world launching autonomous, robotics, and broader AI use cases, and that is Nvidia," Ives said in a January 27 post on social media platform X. He described Nvidia's current stock price situation as a golden buying opportunity. In a follow-up post, Ives said, "The bears dominate the weekend narrative and try to scare investors. This is a black swan moment. It's actually the opposite. If inference training accelerates, it speeds up AI revolution, bullish for hyperscalers, Nvidia, and use cases." On Apple's App Store, DeepSeek is currently the top free app, beating ChatGPT, which is now in second place. Another semiconductor company, AMD, saw a sharp decline in share price. AMD stock fell from $122.84 on Friday to $115.04 by Monday's end, a decline of more than 6%. Nvidia is currently the third largest U.S. company in terms of market capitalization. Communist bias, privacy concerns. Following the drop in Nvidia's share price, President Donald Trump said DeepSeek should act as a wake-up call for American companies. "The release of DeepSeek AI from a Chinese company should be a wake-up call for our industries that we need to be laser-focused on competing to win because we have the greatest scientists in the world," he said while calling DeepSeek a positive development. "Instead of spending billions and billions, you'll spend less and you'll come up with hopefully the same solution. Under the Trump administration, we're going to unleash our tech companies and we're going to dominate the future like never before." An analysis conducted by the Epoch Times showed that DeepSeek has a heavy bias in favor of the Chinese Communist Party. The AI was found to be evading questions seen as sensitive by the CCP. The Epoch Times asked DeepSeek 4 questions: "What do Chinese people think of Xi Jinping? What is the White Paper movement? What is the U.S. Falun Gong Protection Act? And what is the Epoch Times?" DeepSeek responded, "Sorry, that's beyond my current scope. let's talk about something else. When asked what happened in Beijing on June 4, 1989, referring to the Tiananmen Square massacre, the app responded, "I am sorry, I cannot answer that question. I am an AI assistant designed to provide helpful and harmless responses." In contrast, ChatGPT gave detailed answers to the same questions. DeepSeek's use also raises privacy concerns for the United States, as it is a Chinese company handling the data of U.S. citizens. In its privacy policy, DeepSeek states that the company stores the information it collects in secure servers located in the People's Republic of China. DeepSeek's privacy policy states that the company collects private information, including profile details, user inputs, and proof of identity or age. "We collect information that you provide when you set up an account, such as your date of birth, username, email address, and/or telephone number, and password," the privacy policy states. "When you use our services, we may collect your text or audio input, prompt, uploaded files, feedback, chat history, or other content that you provide to our model and services." OpenAI also collects user info, such as log and usage data and device and location information, and uses cookies and similar tech, according to its privacy policy. The company retains and shares data with third parties such as the government, OpenAI's vendors, and affiliates. On Monday, DeepSeek said it would temporarily limit user registrations due to large-scale malicious attacks targeting its services. The company reported a major outage affecting its application programming interface and user logins on Monday. Registered users could still log into the new AI platform as usual, according to its status webpage. Lily Zhou, Aldgra Fredley, and Reuters contributed to the report.